Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, September 8th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Dick Cheney speaks of a possible Iran attack on the U.S. Then, Putin admits to supporting the Syrian military. After that, the Air Force is trying to force property owners to leave Area 51. And the White House considers migrant resettlement. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And it's going to be hillbilly, true redneck culture for blacks, Hispanics, whites, I don't care. You go to Mexico, the folks that are independent down there are more redneck than any redneck I ever saw in Texas. They don't want wild men. They don't want hill people. They don't want folks like that with solar power, with technology, that know how to run machine shops, and know how to reload ammo, and know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, and who run their own governments, and who have farmers markets. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
As hundreds of thousands of refugees are flooding into Europe, we're already seeing massive anti-immigration protests. Now, this latest demonstration in Germany saw thousands of protesters expressing anger over the fact that there is this influx of refugees. Now, one protester told RT, you know, we don't see the refugees as bad. We blame politicians for flooding Germany with large number of mainly young Muslim males. The government is taking irresponsible risks since no one can predict how they will behave in the future. And another activist said they allow people without papers, without anything, by the thousands to come into this country. They could be murderers, could be criminals, and it should be forbidden. So obviously a lot of people are really upset with the response being to this influx of refugees. Just basically the gates are wide open. Now, refugees seeking asylum in Germany have to pass through Hungary, and this has caused a very tense situation in the region. Hungary has, of course, been lambasted by other European politicians for refusing to accept their fair share of migrants. Now, Hungary's prime minister has repeatedly insisted that his country has a right to protect its Christian traditions by not allowing Muslims to settle in the country. Now, we've already seen what has happened when large numbers of people settle in a country and refuse to assimilate. We've seen French girls being beaten up for wearing bikinis. As well, we've seen Subway in certain parts where they have a large Muslim community. Now we're not even selling pork and things like that in their food, in their sandwiches. So it definitely has an effect on the culture there. And the prime minister of Hungary is saying, you know, what about these other nations, you know, that also have a Christian foundation? Now there's a new video showing how some of these refugees are treating people there in Hungary. It's a video showing marauding migrants running down the platform of a railway track in Hungary. They're throwing rocks and shouting expletives. And this video is just one of a number of videos seeming to prove what these protesters in Berlin are saying, that it's mostly men who are coming, contrary to what the media is portraying as families and children fleeing a crisis. There are very few families or children in a lot of these clips. In another video, you're going to see Muslim refugees in Budapest chanting Allah Akbar and F.U. Another bystander is saying that they attacked an old lady and that they're throwing feces at bystanders. And then we have another clip of Muslims on a train in France It shows a man screaming out slogans before all the passengers chant Allah Akbar in unison.
Allah Akbar!
Allah Akbar!
So that does not look to be desperate families fleeing war-torn Syria. It looks like an invasion. Quite frightening. And it makes, you know, more terrifying sense when you flash back to this report from February 2015. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as a psychological weapon in chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. These are transcripts taken of telephone intercepts published in Italy. They claim to provide evidence that ISIS was threatening to send 500,000 migrants simultaneously out to sea in hundreds of boats in a psychological weapon against Europe if there would be military intervention against them in Libya. And they also recorded separately that the militants hope to cement their control of Libya, then cross the Mediterranean disguised as refugees. And as predicted back in 2011, if the Gaddafis were brought down, Islamists would exploit the power vacuum. And so if you were like me this morning, I woke up and I was like, where did this come from, this influx of migrants and refugees? It seems like just last week, all of a sudden, there are millions of people flooding the country. And when you look at a story like this, it seems to make perfect sense. The orders were given, the people saw it was time to go. And now we're seeing the repercussions of that. But this is exactly why Saudi Arabia and other of those states claim that they're not taking any refugees, because they don't want to also accidentally let in some terrorists by, you know, who are disguising themselves as refugees. Meanwhile, the White House, of course, is considering refugee resettlement, much like the gates have been wide open now for people from Central America fleeing gang violence. The White House is basically saying, you know what, come on in. The borders can be open to some potential terrorists as well, possibly disguised as refugees. Now, obviously, these are not all bad people, but even a true Syrian refugee told the New York Times, he said the Pakistanis and others were discarding their IDs in an effort to fake Syrian citizenship and get preferential treatment. This was 28-year-old who said, I am Syrian, you know, a real Syrian. Here we have Pakistanis, Afghans, Iraqis, and they all throw away their papers and claim to be Syrian. Everyone is a Syrian now. It is a big problem. And that was exactly something that we reported happening at the border. A lot of Border Patrol agents were saying that no one was coming in with any identification. All they were saying was permiso, and that they were fleeing gang violence in El Salvador and all of that, but without any real proof. So who knows who's coming in? And it's funny because the president never even really spoke out about that border crisis either. He was too busy playing golf. Now he's been really busy taking selfies and eating salmon with Bear Grylls in Alaska. So, but this is just the beginning of what is to come if Europe does not pull up the drawbridge. Now, this comes from Patrick J. Buchanan. He writes, for the scores of thousands of Syrians in the Balkans, Hungary, Austria, and Germany are only the first wave. Behind them in Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan are 4 million refugees from the Syrian civil war. Seeing the success of the first wave, they are now on the move. Behind them are 2 million Alawites and 2 million Christians who will be fleeing Syria when the Bashar Assad regime falls to ISIS and the Al-Qaeda terrorists who already occupy half of that blood-soaked land. He goes on to describe Iraq, Africa, Europe. Europe is going to run out of altruism before it runs out of refugees. And, you know, as the New York Times reported Monday, there is no end in sight to the coming third world and Islamic migrations to Europe. No end in sight. So we're really only seeing the first wave there. And basically, liberalism is the ideology of Western suicide. That's how he concludes. Now, Paul Joseph Watson reports that many of these so-called refugees are actually economic migrants who are fleeing their conditions in search for a higher standard of living. They're not from fleeing from ISIS or other persecution. And he says that this migrant crisis is about pushing multiculturalism in the West.
European citizens have spent the last 2 years voting to reject the failed policies of multiculturalism and mass immigration. So isn't it an amazing coincidence how left-wing parties in Europe who will benefit from votes from future naturalized migrants and their children have been so welcoming of them. Being completely dependent on government, those naturalized citizens will then vote for even bigger government. Big corporations also love mass immigration. It means a fresh supply of cheap labor that will drive down everyone else's wages. So who else benefits? Economic migrants who are abusing the crisis by claiming to be Syrian refugees when they're clearly not. As the Sydney Morning Herald reports, 90% of those arriving in Serbia from Macedonia say they're Syrian, but have no documents to prove it. 90%. They're finding discarded ID cards belonging to Pakistanis and Bangladeshis. These people aren't fleeing war. They're not running from ISIS. They're trampling on the backs of legitimate Syrian refugees in an effort to try and suck off Europe's giant welfare state. And then you have the Syrians themselves. Isn't it an amazing coincidence how many of these war refugees have no interest whatsoever in remaining in peaceful European countries that refuse to shower them with cash? And many of the refugees don't even look like refugees at all. They're mainly working-age men, well-fed, not emaciated, not hungry. They're not wearing rags. Many of them are even carrying the latest iPhone. And I don't begrudge people seeking a better lifestyle, but can we please stop pretending that all these individuals are fleeing from war? What makes someone a refugee is that they're fleeing from danger, not fleeing to a higher standard of living. What on earth has Pakistanis flooding into Sweden to get on benefits got to do with actual Syrians escaping ISIS persecution? And how is that in any way comparable to Jews fleeing Nazi Germany, as some sectors of the media have framed it? But isn't it commendable that rich Gulf Arab states located right next to Syria are really pulling their weight in helping Europe deal with the burden? Here's a list of how many refugees Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, and Oman have taken in. Nada, zilch, zero, sweet, F.A. While Germany alone takes in 800,000. Months ago, ISIS promised to exploit the migrant crisis to infiltrate thousands of terrorists into Europe. But don't worry, they'll be well looked after if Sweden enacts what some of its political class are calling for: jobs, welfare, and housing for Islamic State jihadists, all at taxpayer expense. So while European citizens are being frisked at airports every single day, potential terrorists are being invited straight in with no security checks, no ID checks, nothing. And in the name of diversity, we're welcoming into Europe huge numbers of people who are completely intolerant of diversity. Case in point, a head teacher at a school in Germany, situated near a migrant camp, is telling teen girls not to wear miniskirts because it might offend the migrants and provoke attacks. Many of these people are illiterate. They have no concept whatsoever of Western liberal democracy. They have no concept of freedom. They have no concept of treating women as first-class citizens. And there's no plan in place by European governments to integrate them into this way of life. As Peter Hitchens writes, mass immigration means we adapt to them when they should be adapting to us. And what was the cause of this crisis in the first place? And I've said this so many times that it seems almost cliched at this point, but the media still never mentions it. They act as if this crisis just emerged out of nowhere. It began after NATO governments armed and funded jihadist rebels in Libya and Syria, many of whom went on to join ISIS. If you keep destabilizing secular governments in the Middle East and trying to replace them with jihadists, the wave of legitimate migrants trying to escape that turmoil will never end. As Ron Paul writes, here is the real solution to the refugee problem. Stop meddling in the affairs of other countries. Embrace the prosperity that comes with a peaceful foreign policy, not the poverty that goes with running an empire. But after causing the migrant crisis by intervening in Syria in an effort to topple Assad, the same leaders are now using the migrant crisis to justify further intervention in Syria in an effort to topple Assad. And as per usual, they're resting their propaganda on the corpses of dead kids. Because we're going to save the Syrian children by bombing the Syrian children. And all the usual hashtag trendies are jumping on the grief bandwagon to try and push their political agenda. Listen, until you're prepared to personally house a migrant and pay their way, stop tweeting migrants welcome to try and make yourself look good in front of your progressive friends. The little boy washed up on a Turkish beach didn't die because the West has immigration laws. His family was already safe in Turkey. He died because of criminal people smugglers who were willing to break those laws in order to get a payoff. European leaders are committing cultural and demographic suicide. Instead of handling this rationally and methodically by determining who is an actual war refugee and who is abusing the system, they've just swung the doors wide open, encouraging millions more to flood in from countries that have nothing whatsoever to do with the Syrian refugee crisis. This isn't compassionate humanitarianism. It's politically motivated lunacy. And it's going to end in disaster.
And John Rappaport has a great article up at Infowars.com talking about the importance of right thinking. And no, not the right thinking that the totalitarians are trying to enforce on you, but he's arguing that this flood of population migration is an obvious globalist strategy. Make the only solution a global solution. Instigate the chaos that causes the migrations, and then come in behind that with the answer. Better planning, better organization, international agreements. In short, a planned society for the borderless world. And then propagandize the idea that if the individual concerns himself with anything other than the group, he is selfish, greedy, inhumane, he is a criminal. And that's exactly what we are seeing pushed in the news. The individual is at stake here. And of course, that's why they're pushing this whole right thinking and trying to destroy anyone who doesn't agree with that. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up. Rob Dew will be joining me in studio. We're going to talk about the latest Agenda 21 plans, including how the Air Force One wants to take away some of the property there at Area 51. And then Emmy Robin, an unaired interview with my very good friend, talking about the success of her cleanse.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And finally tonight, we talk a lot here at InfoWars about the power of transforming your health naturally. And one of the most important ways that you can do that, it's the most effective, is by cleansing the body. Now, I eat pretty healthy. I work out a lot. And lately, I've been training with my good friend, actress, and fitness model, Emmy Robin. And welcome.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So we had a little issue the other day while we were working out. You weren't able to show up to one of our training exercises because you were having a really sharp pain in your stomach. So Alex Jones and Anthony Gucciardi have been talking a lot about this Liver Shield detox cleanse. And I was doing a lot of research, just kind of grossing myself out, looking at all of the gallbladder infections and things like that that were out there, because to me, it was just kind of unbelievable. So I was well versed in the symptoms of, maybe gallstones. And so that's sort of what it sounded like to me when you were telling me the symptoms you were having. And I thought, hey, well, why don't we see if this Liver Shield cleanse will work for you? And then, your words, you had such stunning results. We wanted to get you into the studio to just tell us what actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's very serendipitous that we started working out and that this pain started to come about at the same time. And when we were at the gym and you were mentioning this, my aunt, who is also a nurse, had mentioned, like, that sounds like your gallbladder. Why don't you get your gallbladder checked? Why don't you go to the doctor? Well, I like to do things holistically. I like to cleanse. I've never cleansed the liver and the gallbladder. I have done Master Cleanse before, which does get into certain organs. But I decided, like, okay, if Leanne is offering this Liver Shield and I can try it, what's it going to hurt? Took it home and I went gung-ho the next day. I followed Dr. Group's directions to the T. Of course, you're going to think, is this really going to happen? Are things going to come out of me? What's going to happen with the cleanse? Within the first 2 days, I was already, craving the cheese and the meat and the breads and all the stuff that we ingest that definitely takes on the, you know, the fatty intake into the liver and the gallbladder and causes all those problems. On my own, I started doing a lot of research and, just getting off of birth control and having been on that for 12 years, I read that, you know, women who have been on birth control for a long period of time, it also affects the gallbladder. So, you know, I drink alcohol on occasion. I'm in a band, so I like to drink when I play. You know, but relatively, I'm relatively healthy. So I didn't know if it was my gallbladder. I just thought maybe it's gastritis. Maybe it's something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, by day four, it was, the 4th of July. I was completely sober at a party, with a bunch of drunk people, but, I felt amazing. I was so detoxed by day four that I felt intoxicated, if that makes sense. I had so much oxygen flowing through my body. I'm very aware when I do cleanses. A lot of them are, you know, 10 to 20 day cleanses. This is only 5 days. So it was amazing to feel what I would normally feel on day 7 or day 10 of another cleanse that I've done relatively early, like day 4, you know, and I kept thinking I'm only 24 hours away from seeing what's going to happen to my body. Not to get too graphic, but, when day 5 finally came, I was kind of excited. It was weird. I mean, when you're cleansing and you make it that far, it's a sense of pride. You've mentally overcome, you know, your cravings because you do have cravings. It is hard. The first day is super hard. I mean, if you can make it past the first day, then you wake up the next day, you tell yourself, okay, I made it 24 hours on a vegan diet, following the instructions, drinking all this. I mean, you're drinking tons of water. I took the Oxy powder. Stuff's going to happen with the Oxy powder, obviously. Just make sure you're near a bathroom when you do the cleanse, but it's not that bad. It's not like, oh, I need a bathroom, you know?
This is coming from a beautiful woman saying this.
It's, not afraid to talk about it. Not afraid. But day 5 came. I got, you know, towards the end of the day, I did the Epsom salt flush, which is that out of everything, that's probably the most intense part of the cleanse is the Epsom salt. I mean, you're going to feel it 30 minutes after you take it. You're going to have to go to the bathroom, you know. But then you do the olive oil and that's intense. I don't know if anybody's ever chugged olive oil.
Yeah. Well, I've actually read that that's kind of a holistic way of kind of cleansing. But now we've seen the pictures because we've kind of shown a lot of the pictures. You can Google them and see for yourself. I gotta, you know, be honest. I really did not believe that something like that would come out of someone's body unless they were like really ill or really old or, you know, only if their gallbladder ruptured or something like that. Like that was, you know, that was only at the hospital or something like that. And you, like you said, you're a healthy person.
Yeah.
Since I've known you, I mean, you'll do master cleanse for 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Like really intense cleansing.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's a lot harder than this one.
And then so you've actually, you saw the pea-sized gallstones.
Oh, I had quarter-sized to get intense. I had about 10 quarter-sized come out first and then a bunch of pea-sized. And it was really funny because the gallstones started to come out before I did the olive oil, which was crazy. They came out with the Epsom salt. When I did the Epsom salt, you do that right before you do the olive oil. Mm-hmm. And that's when I had the big ones come out and I was kind of freaked out because they weren't just yellow and green. Like they said, they had some black to them. So I knew, okay, this was already beyond a point that
it could have gotten much, much worse.
And if I hadn't, like I said, this is very serendipitous. Like I feel super blessed that I was able to even do this cleanse because I got whatever that was out of me, but there's still more. I want to do it again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be joining you on that next adventure. So since you have done the master cleanse before, you've, you know, basically you don't eat on the master cleanse.
Yeah.
That's something where it's really intense. It's hard for a lot of people to stick with it. How much of this cleanse would you say was due to the really great diet versus the product?
So, like I said, the first 2 days are really hard. It's all about sticking to the diet and drinking the water and the apple cider vinegar in the water because the apple cider vinegar definitely, you know, it helps with the probiotics in your stomach and it'll help with a lot of those cravings.
Right.
The faster you cleanse your body, the faster you're going to get those cravings out of your body. With the master cleanse, I was still craving up till day 6 because I still had stuff in my intestines and colon.
So you just mix a little bit of this in with the water.
You pour a whole bottle of this in with a gallon of water and then apple cider vinegar, about 2 tablespoons. I do a little more because I like the flavor. And then you make another gallon of water with just apple cider vinegar and water in it. And you're alternating that. You know, you do 4 cups of this stuff a day and then 4 cups of that. And then you're just drinking as much water as you can in between. And that also keeps you from getting hungry. A lot of it is the water. You're flushing out a lot of water weight. A lot of it is the oxy powder. You're cleaning your intestines and colon. The average human carries 8 to 10 pounds in their colon. They don't realize it, but you do. Yeah. And that I learned that through the Master Cleanse. So yes, I lost 11 and a half pounds. A lot of it could have been from my colon, but I also feel like this is a lifestyle change. I, after the Master Cleanse, would ease back into food and then go right into having fried chicken and gravy and mashed potatoes because I felt like I deserved it and I earned it. I don't want any of that after this cleanse. After seeing what came out of me, I want to do this cleanse again. And I want to say you're vegetarian and I've known that about you forever and I have always wanted to be vegetarian. I think I'm going to stick to being vegetarian after this because the diet itself.
It's shocking.
Yeah. Because you feel so amazing from the actual cleanse. You don't realize like, okay, well, is it also because I'm eating super clean and I'm eating vegan and I'm eating, you know, macrobiotic?
Well, Emmy, I'm very proud of you. You stuck with it. I'm actually quite inspired to go ahead and take this challenge and do this cleanse with you the next time around. Do you have any advice for me and everyone else out there that's, you know, a little lazy and afraid to go all the way with a cleanse?
I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of. I don't know why. Everybody poops, right? We all had that book growing up. And I don't know why it's such a taboo thing. I mean, it's a healthy, natural human thing. And it's not scary. There wasn't pain. You know, you might get a little cramping with the olive oil. But other than that, it's the easiest cleanse I've ever done. It's a lifestyle change. I feel amazing. Not just the 11 and a half pounds that I lost, but the food that I ate has now become my life. And I'm going to live by that now. I don't want to put the bad stuff back into me because I just spent all this time cleaning it out of me.
Right. So good. Awesome. Lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. Less puffiness and everything so I can, you know, feel invigorated. Possibly in time for the end of the summer. Well, be sure to just stick with us. Watch our journey because I am going to take this challenge with you. Thanks so much. And we'll see you guys here 7 p.m. Central.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
Well, here at a supermarket in Toledo, you can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermale Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermale Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermale Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Joining me in studio now is Rob Dew with the latest Agenda 21 update. Now, this story actually caught my eye, so I want to talk about this one first. The Air Force wants the owners to give up their property near Area 51. Now, this is the U.S. Air Force is giving some homeowners an ultimatum that they're saying take a $5.2 million, their last best offer for their property by Thursday, or the government is just going to seize it through condemnation, because obviously they're setting off so many bombs in the area.
The secrets are getting too big.
Exactly.
They need more area to hold the secrets, I guess.
Well, the people don't want to give up their land because it's been in their great-great-grandparents' family for forever. They say it was the symbol of their blood, sweat, and tears. But the Air Force officials are calling it a matter of national security.
Ah, that's right. It's so secure we can't even talk about it. We don't even say that it exists.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I have an interesting Area 51 story that I'm not even going to bring up now, but it just, because it's long. But yeah, that just goes to show, that's what the government does. They love to just absolve and grab things like a giant amoeba going through. And this is kind of what's going on in L.A. now. They just announced that they voted on a new traffic plan. Here's the New York Times article, and I want you to see their headline. Show them their headline, guys. Los Angeles plan to reshape the streetscape sets off fears of gridlock. Oh, yeah. Very. Here's our title. Let's show them our title right here, right underneath it, so you can see what the real story is. Oh, Agenda 21 to replace car lanes with slow public transportation. Yeah, that's what they want to do. They don't want to add more lanes or improve cars' access around the city of Los Angeles. What they want to do is take bus-only lanes and have buses ride on those and create bike lanes as well. Mm-hmm. They're doing that here in Austin. And you can see they'll take a lane that was two lanes each way. Now you got one lane each way, and you got a bike lane that no one uses. But it's got a giant concrete median there, so you can't get over into it or you'll screw up your car. That's what they're going to do here in Los Angeles. City of millions of people, the largest city in the United States, if you count all the area and the people that live there. And they want to create more traffic jams.
Right.
Because what they have just isn't enough.
Yeah, well, and by the time this plan rolls out, you're going to have decades of really bad gridlock because you're not going to force these people to stop driving right. their vehicles. This is just, that's their culture. LA and, you know, getting down to Southern California, you need a car.
But this plan, it illustrates what is control.
Well, yeah, okay? Doesn't he even say, you know, we need to make these little condensed neighborhoods where people mm-hmm. can just stay within their neighborhood.
Well, here's part of the story too, in the Seattle bubble. Seattle preparing to say goodbye to single-family zoning. So they're not going to let you zone for single-family households. They say they take up too much room, use up too much resources. So everything's got to be a duplex, a fourplex, or an apartment. Okay, so that's money for bigger businesses and developers. how do people save their money? A lot of people save their money by buying a house and saying, hey, this is mine. This is something I could build off of. It retains its value. It may go up in value. Not anymore. You're going to be stuck with renting. Here it is again. Wow. Getting rid of single family zoning. These conversations shouldn't be secret. But of course, the planning of this Agenda 21 planning is always done in secret. And then they roll out the plan and say, hey, this is what you guys voted for. And when you voted me in, I guess you didn't know I was going to vote for Agenda 21.
That's that American dream right there.
Exactly. Here's the San Jose Mercury News. Plan to require fireplace retrofits at homes for sale heats up in smoke debate. So basically any new house, or if you want to put your house on the market, you have to get rid of your fireplace. And that's in California because they don't want you putting smoke up in the air, especially in Northern California, which frankly is about 12% of the population that uses fireplaces as their main heating source. Here it is out of the Oregonian. Air regulators ban visible chimney smoke from wood stoves in Eugene area. They're actually going around fining people $500 at a time for if they see smoke coming out of your chimney in the wintertime. They just don't want it. And this is all the different ways they control us, all the different ways. Here's house bans, House OK's ban on rural dust. They want to go after dust that farmers make when they plow their fields. They're saying that's a pollutant.
Wow.
Dust.
With how arid everything is without the rain, my goodness.
It gets even better. Rural kids and parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores.
What?
So they don't want kids to be able to learn work ethic by working on their farm. They're going to ban that because they're saying kids are being exploited.
Wow.
You know what?
Oh,
if you live on a family farm, you got to go feed the chickens.
Yeah.
You got to milk the cows.
You don't need to learn about hard work.
No, they don't want to teach them work ethic. They want them being dependent on the government and learning how to get free goodies.
This is the same EPA that like pumped carbon monoxide into kids to see.
Exactly.
How much.
And I covered that in a report that I released back in January called The EPA Wants to Kill Your Grandmother. Now, the section I want to play out of this report is not that section talking about the EPA. It's about a 20-minute report. But this is how they want to herd everybody back into the cities because that is how they're going to control you. So let's roll that report. Here it is from The Atlantic. More Americans moving to cities, reversing the suburban exodus. 2013 saw 2.3 million more people living in metro areas than 2012. The trend in city living is driven primarily by two groups, young professionals and baby boomers who are retiring and moving back to the cities they left when they started families. So there they are. They're pushing the old people out. And if they don't kill them first with all these regulations and high heating bills, well, they're going to herd them into these compact cities where then they can maintain total control over them and have control over everything in their house, all the heating, all the appliances. It's all part of this new wave of control that the government's slowly ratcheting up, slowly inching up to take over your life.
Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge.
UN-backed scientists call for mega city population lockup. This is put out by Planet Under Pressure. It has statements here from some of the scientists. Check this out. We certainly don't want people strolling about the countryside. We want to save the land for nature by living closely together. Insisting the world population be locked up within the confines of megacities, the elites realize that if the herd is to be properly controlled, walls are needed, thick walls, and by constructing these walls and making the masses go inside of them, it will be easier to control. Chief scientist Mikhail Fragius, involved with Planet Under Pressure, told MSNBC, the answer to population growth is denser cities. Now let's look at this 2012 Planet Under Pressure press release. A fast-growing number of high-tech, artificially intelligent, internet-connected cars, appliances, cameras, roadways, and pipelines and more, that's what they want to push everybody towards, this total control infrastructure. And how will they improve efficiency? Using utility meters and sensors that monitor the capacity of power generation, network, and continually gather data and supply on demand of electricity. Those are your smart meters. Integrated traveler information services and toll road pricing based on traffic, weather, and other data. Those are the black boxes in the cars and the TSA controlling who travels where. Data gathering and feedback from citizens using mobile phones. That's the NSA spying they're doing on you. So all this is under this Planet Under Pressure plan back in 2012.
And that was a report I did back in January called The EPA Wants to Kill Your Granny. And you can check that out on our YouTube channel. Or if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, you can log on and have access to all of our reports, all of Alex's movies. And it's a great way to support us. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get your membership now. You got a 15-day free trial. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So that's
right,
a great way to get
the
word out.
I'm pretty sure it's like cheaper than a drink at Starbucks. So
exactly. And I guess the big thing about all these articles is we're coming up to the big fight, and that is the corporate ownership of our food and water, which Christina Sarich put out in an article that we just had out on InfoWars on the 7th. And I like where she's talking about what's going on in Nestle and in California. Nestle's actions are especially despicable. The company is drawing on an unnumbered amount of water, likely millions of gallons, from an underground spring and then selling it back to the public in that bottled Nestle water that you buy. The company's CEO even recently said on a radio show that he would increase it if he could, referring to the revenues gained from water privatization. Nestle's even said that water is not a human right.
Yeah.
And speaking of water, what is California doing? They're putting black balls on top of their water reservoir, thinking that's not going to heat up the water.
Right. Or leak.
Exactly. You can see it right there. The black bar reservoir rollout, potential disaster. Now, contrast that with what Israel's doing. They're actually using white balls because that reflects water. Scroll up and show them that picture there. Evaporation is the silent culprit that causes
major losses. Yeah, it reflects the sunlight.
Yeah. White reflects sunlight. Black doesn't. And that's not being racist whatsoever.
Not going to harm the reservoir.
Exactly.
But.
So, but there you go. That's where it's all going. And then you have the idiots in California putting black balls on top of their water.
I think you're going to be very thankful for all this corporate fascism, though, when the globalists decimate our society.
Yeah, when they have everything under control and they tell you what to think and what to do and who to talk to and who not to talk to and what videos to watch. It's all coming. It's all coming. Don't believe me.
And I'm sure Nestle is going to share it with everyone, too.
Exactly, for a price.
Yeah, for a very small fee. Meanwhile, all those plastic bottles are making their way into the oceans.
There you go.
So, you know, because they care. They care about the environment. It's the number one thing right there. Well, stick around, because coming up, we're going to decide, you know what, is this Iran deal leading us up to World War III? I mean, we can't get any straight answers. Dick Cheney, the old warmonger, says they're definitely going to nuke America, so... That's coming right up.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Recently, the University of Texas pulled the Jefferson Davis statue from its campus because of a growing irrational fear of American history. On the northwest axis of 3rd and D in the nation's capital sits the Albert Pike statue, dedicated to the leader of the southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite. a title Pike held for 32 years. He was also a Confederate Brigadier General. He was also the Chief Judicial Officer and Arkansas Grand Dragon of the newly formed Ku Klux Klan. This is the only statue in Washington, D.C. commemorating a Confederate soldier, much less a founding member of the Klan. In fact, Pike was said to have owned a bracelet that allowed him perpetual communication with Lucifer himself. So if the Confederate flag is being denounced and Jefferson Davis and other Confederate monuments are under consideration for removal, why does this statue still remain? Simple. Pike is highly revered by the very occultic groups in control of the puppet government installed in Washington, D.C. His 1871 letter to Illuminati Mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini predicts a succession of three world wars, a game plan followed to a T by the global elite. It was Pike that wrote the rituals that would create a secret society within a secret society, the 33rd degree. The 33rd degree would serve as a continuation of the Luciferian goals established by an older order known as the Order of the Palladium. All Master Masons brought into the higher degrees would have to take orders from higher Masons. This long list of initiates includes presidents, Supreme Court justices, and military leaders. It was Pike and Illuminati conspirators that infiltrated the world of Freemasonry, armed with a doctrine to establish a one-world order. These conspirators, such as Lord Henry Palmerston of England and Otto von Bismarck of Germany, built global hubs for the Illuminati, and these hubs, known as the Supreme Councils of the Scottish Rite, like the one located at 1733 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., have been in operation ever since. Washington, D.C. itself is reputed to have been designed to represent a pentagram and the Masonic square and compass, which would add to the confusing manner in which the streets of the District of Criminals are set up. Masons have long argued that Pike was not a member or founding father of the Klan. However, the 1905 publication Ku Klux Klan, Its Origin, Growth, and Disbandment by J.C. Lester and D.L. Wilson clearly lists Albert Pike as one of its founding members. This book was intent on glorifying the Klan and its origins, hardly an effort to spread misinformation. If awareness grows, the very people behind the liberal agenda to spread political correctness while abandoning our ugly American history will have clumsily uncovered a nest of treasonous activity and Luciferian dogma exposed in the light of day. Albert Pike issued this statement to the 23 Supreme Councils of the world. We worship a God, but it is the God one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Instructors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Albert Pike, July 14th, 1889. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Well, Dick Cheney has come out to say that Iran will nuke America. And of course, all of this is just prior to a debate in Congress. Cheney's speech characterized the Obama administration's brokered nuclear deal with Iran as madness. And he accused the president of providing the Islamic Republic with the means to destroy America. And of course, he did not elaborate on how that would be possible. Let's not forget that it was warmongering Dick Cheney who lied to the American people about weapons of mass destruction and, of course, led us into war with Iraq. But now, you know, here he's saying we're going to get nuked. Reuters summarized, the U.S., European allies, and even Israel generally agree on three things about Iran's nuclear program. Tehran does not have a bomb, has not decided to build one, and is probably years away from having a deliverable nuclear warhead. Moreover, Iran does not have an intercontinental ballistic missile to deliver a nuclear weapon. So what is the truth here? And will this Iran deal lead to World War III?
Let's go on to Iran. I want to talk a little bit about Iran. I don't understand fully everything that's in the deal, but let's look at what we know about it. And let's start with the two different sides, because I look at Dick Cheney, Lindsey Graham, John McCain on one side, the neocons. I look at the Obama administration on the other side. We've got Valerie Jarrett, somebody who went to Iran. Her parents took her to Iran because they hated America so much. She was born in Iran. She's an Iranian citizen. She's essentially the Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski of the Obama administration. She has a lot of influence and power. And so when I look at this, I look at, and it's like, well, I don't get any clues as to which side to pick right there. Okay. I'm also not an Israel firster. I don't have a dog in that fight. Okay. So I'm looking at this strictly from what's happening here. And I, of course, let's let some of these people weigh in. Let's go to the clip that we've got of Dick Cheney. Let's start with that clip.
There's one interesting thing in the agreement today. This is the last sentence of the first paragraph. It says, Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances will Iran ever seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons. Now, who the heck believes that? It's just beyond me. I try to understand what it is Barack Obama thinks he's achieving here, why he looks at the world. And
okay, that's good. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Dick Cheney is actually reading... It says, hey, I'm looking at this agreement. It's like, this is a guy who just, they basically just did whatever they wanted to during the Bush administration. And he said, who believes this? That's right. Dick Cheney, when Dick Cheney calls you out on credibility, you got problems, okay? This is the guy who got us involved in a war based on lies, okay? A war with Iraq. So he calls it out on lies. Let's go to the clip from Trump. Trump has a little bit different take on this.
Let's talk about the Iran deal. The president said that it's not built on trust. It's built on verification.
It's not true. It's absolutely not true.
How do you know
that?
They
can do whatever they want to do because I know many of the people involved in the negotiation. They are laughing at us back in Iran. And why didn't we get our prisoners back? Why doesn't somebody say, where are our prisoners? Nobody's even talking about it. We have four people that are in prison that shouldn't be. Why couldn't they make that part of the deal?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't have time to look up what he's talking about in terms of prisoners. So... But that's a good point, okay? But nevertheless, we see other neocon commentators like Mark Levin, and we have an article up on Infowars.com from Breitbart. Mark Levin says the Iran deal has planted the seeds for World War III. This is Munich, okay? This is appeasement. Because, you know, if you don't push for war, then you are an appeaser. That's what we're told all the time. Cheney also said, the one thing that really disturbed me was when we said that we have, quote, stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons. That's a lie. Yeah, absolutely it is a lie. You know, we've had sanctions, and I'll talk about this when we come back. We've had sanctions against Iran since 1979. So it didn't stop them from getting as far along as they are. So I question whether or not the sanctions have been effective or not. And, of course, there were more sanctions that were put on by the Bush administration with Dick Cheney. We'll be right back. I wanted to go back to Iran because I was just starting to talk about what actually happened with it. What is going to happen? What we had here was a removal of $18 billion in sanctions, okay? So they're going to get $18 billion in sanctions. Let's put that in perspective. $18 billion taken away of sanctions from Iran. We have an $18 trillion debt in this country, an $18 trillion economy, essentially. We're 1,000 times larger than they are. I don't think that this is going to make them a superpower challenge to us. We have to understand that these sanctions have been put in place since 1979. They put sanctions in place when Iran took over the embassy. They increased those sanctions in 1995. They increased them again in 2006. Did it change anything? Did it stop them from creating centrifuges or working on nuclear reactors? No. It had absolutely no effect. So to say that this is World War III, that this is Munich all over, that this is nuclear proliferation, I just don't buy it. I really don't. Why did we put the sanctions on them in 1979? Well, of course, it's because they took over the American embassy. Why did they do that? That's where our understanding of history begins, but it actually goes back to 1953. The first successful CIA coup was in Iran. They established the Shah of Iran, and the CIA put in the Savak, a brutal secret police. I learned about that when I was in high school from engineering students who were from Iran. That's what I've been concerned ever since I realized our government did it there. I realize our government can do it here.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Hey,
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.